welcome you back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films. And we've already broken down the big-bodied receivers in this draft class, such a deep class of receivers that we had to split it up into two. And we move on now to the smaller-bodied receivers. And we say smaller, not small, because some of these players are well-built enough,
right,
especially Amari Cooper at the top from Alabama.
Yeah.
Led the nation with a silly 124 catches as a junior before coming out over 1,600 yards. And what's interesting about Amari Cooper is that even though he's a younger receiver, he is very polished, perhaps the best route runner, the most precise route runner in this class.
Well, it's funny you use that term because, to me, his game, Bo, is built on precision and quickness. And it's funny because he's actually the same size as Sammy Watkins in terms of height and weight. Now, he's not as purely explosive as Sammy Watkins, but one thing that really stood out to me about Cooper, and when you watch film, you notice all kinds of different things. He caught a ton of balls in the middle of the field, and he never took a shot. And there's an art to that. I had this conversation with Sterling Sharp, and he was great at that. Sterling Sharp caught a ton of balls in his career in the middle of the field. He said he never took a vicious hit. Amari Cooper's that kind of receiver. He just has a great feel for working in the middle of the field, understanding where the voids are, understanding how to get open, and he does not take hits. He had a terrific run after catch touchdown against Jaylen Collins from LSU, which showed him, it showed the precise route running, it showed the run after catch, it showed the quickness and precision in his game, and that's what Amari Cooper is.
Did run a 4.42 at the combine. Good enough, I would
say.
Oh,
for sure. He because he's so precise and knows how to run routes, he's a factor at all three levels, short, intermediate, and vertical. Even though he's not going to just run by corners based on speed, he knows how to set them up.
All right, another SEC wide receiver who wins down the field. That's Sammy Coates from Auburn, ran a 4.43. And he is a bit of a bigger-bodied player, but the reason we include him here is because his game is winning down the field.
Yes.
13 touchdowns in his career for Sammy Coates, none of them shorter than 30 yards,
Ow.
Five of them over 50 yards. That's where he wins, is down the field.
Yeah, he can run, and he's big, and he's a flash player. He makes spectacular catches. He also will miss some balls.
Right.
He doesn't have great hand-eye coordination, but he's also made some spectacular down-the-field catches. What he needs to work on, and he needs coaching and refinement, is route running, because he's one of those guys that has a lot of wasted motion in his routes, a lot of his hands flying around, not compact in his movement at all. Amari Cooper, incredibly compact. Sammy Coates all over the place with his arms and, as I said, a lot of wasted motion. But there's no question at that size, I think he's about 6'1", 212,
correct,
something like that. With that kind of speed, which, of course, you can't coach that, he's going to be viewed as desirable because the ability to get over the top of the defense is very important.
Okay, well, another player who wins by going over the top of the defense, Devin Smith from Ohio State. You'll see him at the bottom of the screen here. And at Ohio State, he was asked really to run just a couple kinds of routes.
Sure.
We'll see him here running a different kind of route, winning in the middle of the field, but he is a player who has the speed to beat defenses deep.
And you could even see on that play that when it comes to separating and breaking intermediate routes, not real smooth. He's a vertical guy. The comparison is maybe DeSean Jackson coming out of Cal. A vertical guy can win over the top of the defense, can blow the top off the defense. He did that numerous times for Ohio State in his career. That's the kind of receiver he is now. As we said, very valuable attribute for an offense because it gives you a dimension that you'd like to have. The question is that just what he is, or can he become more as he learns in the NFL?
What I like about Devin Smith is that even though he's making plays down the field, sometimes he makes those plays in contested catch situations. He fights for the ball, has good hands, even while winning with speed.
Well, it's funny because I just watched him recently playing against Michigan State, and he ran by, I think it might have been a safety because of where he was lined up.
I think
he was lined up in the slot, and it looked like a video game. It looked like he was playing at one speed, and the defensive backs were playing a different game, and he has that kind of speed.
All right, well, if you talk about speed in this draft class, there is no receiver with more speed than Philip Dorsett from Miami. 4.33 at the combine, 5'10", 185, a little bit smaller, but sudden, quick.
Oh.
This guy has NFL speed, and he's also a good returner, but he is more than that. He is a very good receiver.
This guy is a blur. I mean, very rarely when you watch film do you see a guy who just looks faster than everybody else all the time. and that's Philip Dorsett. He plays to his time speed.
Right.
That's rare for receivers because mostly receivers, when they run routes, they can't just run straight. They have to have some kind of lateral movement to them, so they don't play as fast as timed speed. This guy plays as fast as his time speed. He was outstanding on vertical routes. He was outstanding on crossing routes against man-to-man coverage. He simply ran away from corners. He has the kind of speed where he'll be able to do that in the NFL. The question, as you said, Bo, is at 5'10", 185, is he just that guy? Now, he caught a lot of balls in the middle of the field at Miami, so he's willing to go inside and catch the ball. Can he do that in the NFL?
All right, well, that is a good question, and we will find out down the road. Also, we will find out if Justin Hardy can win in the NFL. Doesn't have superlative speed, not necessarily NFL speed. Where he wins is with precision, a very good route runner, very productive at East Carolina, originally a walk-on, then had 3,000-yard seasons. But he's a guy who knows what he's doing on the football field.
And he's very fluid, very loose-hipped athlete. He can win in confined areas. He has separation quickness, which is critical. I kind of look at him, and again, we've talked about how positions are getting blurred for receiver now, but ultimately I think he's a slot guy because he's very good with his short area quickness. He can get open. He can present himself to the quarterback in the short to intermediate areas. That's the kind of receiver I think he'll be in the NFL.
I think one of the more under-the-radar receivers in this draft class is Rashad Green from Florida State, who we'll see from the combine here. 5'11", 182, I think. Not great size, but boy, was he productive in a really good offense. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
You can see the quickness right here. And that, to me, he and Hardy are somewhat similar. Green, I think, has a little more juice. The 182 pounds is what scares you a bit as what is he in the NFL? Likely, again, working inside with his quickness. I think you could make the argument that Rashad Green, after Amari Cooper, is the most refined and polished route runner in this draft. But the difference, of course, is he's 182 pounds. He weighs 30 pounds less than Amari Cooper. That's a big difference. 182-pound receivers don't really play that effectively on the outside. Now, there are obviously exceptions to everything. He's not explosive the way a Philip Dorsett is or a Devin Smith is, so more than likely he's going to have to work inside and win with his quickness.
All right, well, our final wide receiver to look at here, Greg, is Nelson Aguilar from USC, 6 foot 198, a yards after the catch specialist, over 1,000 yards as a junior. He wins in the open field with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, and I think he's another guy that I sort of saw him projecting as a slot guy. A little bigger, though, so he may be able to work on the outside as well. Really good quickness. See, what we're talking about with a lot of these smaller receivers, we come back to a lot of the same points, is they have short area quickness.
Yes.
Because they're going to have that if they're smaller. Because they're not going to win the contested catches. They're not going to win with physicality. They're not going to overpower corners. They're going to have to win with quickness, particularly in the short area, and they're going to have that separation quickness. And I think Aguilar, he's a little bigger than Green and Justin Hardy, which may give him a chance to develop into something a little bit more, but he does have that same skill set.
All right, well, a historically productive rookie NFL receiver class in 2014. 2015 looking nearly as good, a lot of depth here in this wide receiver class. That'll do it for a look at the smaller-bodied receivers in the draft class. For Greg Cosell from NFL Films, I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next time here inside the film room.